Reb Shimon the Shamus. Reb Shimon the Shamus was the caretaker of the synagogue in our tiny shtetl town of Oikvechnik. He would arise early, often before sunrise, and head out into the community, banging on shutters to summon Jews to morning prayers. Late at night, after the final scholar had sleepily stumbled out of the little shul, he would replace the holy books on their shelves, sweep up the floors, and snuff out any remaining candles. On those rare occasions when some poor stranger had no place else to stay, Reb Shimon would take him home and feed him from his own table. Then off to bed he would go, only to start the whole routine all over again the next morning. And Reb Shimon had been doing this for as long as anyone could remember, including Reb Shimon himself. In fact, that was the problem plaguing Reb Shimon at this very moment, remembering. He was finding it harder and harder to remember things.
"Don't worry about it," said his old friend Reb Mordecai, as they noshed on a bagel one morning after services. "It happens to all of us. It's called getting old."
"But it does worry me," admitted Reb Shimon. "What if I forget something important, like forgetting to wash my hands before a meal, or, God forbid, forgetting to say the blessings after bodily functions?"
"So long as you don't forget the bodily functions," replied Reb Mordecai. "No, Reb Shimon, maybe it's time to start thinking about retiring." "Retiring? I'm not ready for that," said Reb Shimon as he left the table in a huff. But all day long, as Reb Shimon went about his duties, the idea of retiring kept creeping into his thoughts. Not because he didn't feel strong and capable, but because he was struggling with his memory. Forgetting someone's name or where you laid your glasses was one thing, but it was now the day before Chanukah, and Reb Shimon could not, for the life of him, remember where he put the menorah. He had already bought the candles from Chavale the candle maker and a brand new box of matches. Yet when he went looking for the big menorah in the synagogue, he couldn't find it. He looked everywhere, high and low, in every nook and cranny. He looked in the closet where he kept the Kiddush cup, the spice box, and the Shabbos candlesticks. He looked in the cabinet where he kept the Seder trays. He checked behind the Torah in the Ark, and even peeked into the rabbi's study. Nothing. He couldn't find it anywhere. "Oy, Master of the Universe," he pleaded, "what am I going to do?" He didn't have enough money to buy a new one, and who would believe he simply misplaced such a large and holy object? And God forbid, what if people accused him of stealing it? Oy, what was he to do? If ever there was a time for a Chanukah miracle, this was it. And so, of course, as in all good Jewish stories, a miracle arrived. That evening, to everyone's surprise, into the synagogue came a rich and fancy gentleman. He had a trimmed beard, the latest hat, and his clothes were tailored like a prince. He walked up to Reb Shimon and said, "Reb Shimon, I thought you would have come to see me by now." Reb Shimon just stared. The man looked vaguely familiar, but Reb Shimon couldn't place him. "Don't you recognize me, Reb Shimon?" the man asked. "You'll forgive me. I can't pull up your name right now." "It's me, Reb Shimon, Moishe Pechenik, and I've come to repay your mitzvah, your good deed."
"My mitzvah?"
"Yes, you don't remember, Reb Shimon?"
"No, please refresh my memory."
"Oy," the man began, "last winter, shortly after Hanukkah, I came to see you in great despair. I had lost my job as a lumber merchant, and my wife was deathly ill. She needed a special doctor, but I couldn't afford to pay him. You were carrying the big menorah, and you handed it to me just like that. You said, 'Here, take this. We won't need it again until next year. Pawn it and get yourself a little money. Reb Yonkel, the pawnbroker, will take good care of it. But don't forget, we need it back next year for Hanukkah.' So I did what you told me, Reb Shimon. I pawned the menorah, and with the money, I paid the doctor. And praise God, my wife recovered. But listen to this, Reb Shimon. The doctor told me his brother had just married into a wealthy family that owned a large estate filled with forests full of trees. They were starting a lumber company, and they needed someone to manage the business. 'I'm a lumber merchant,' I told him. And because I had paid his bill so promptly, he put me in touch with his brother. Well, to make a long story short, your mitzvah not only helped heal my wife, long life to her, it led me to a new job, a wonderful career, and, no evil eye, a very good livelihood, if I do say so myself. And all because of your good deed, Reb Shimon."
"Praise God," said Reb Shimon, delighted with the man's good fortune.
"But tell me this, Reb Moishe, do you have the menorah?"
"Of course I have the menorah, and a whole lot more. And I will deliver it all tomorrow night for Hanukkah."
And sure enough, Reb Moishe Pechenik was true to his word. He arrived with the menorah polished more brightly than anyone had ever seen it before. And along with him came servants carrying platters of latkes, bowls of sour cream, and bottles of brandy. And after the blessings and the lighting of the menorah, everyone sat down to eat in joyful celebration. And as Reb Shimon stared at the beautiful menorah sitting there all aglow on the synagogue's windowsill, he vowed to himself that no matter how bad his memory got, he would never forget this Hanukkah night.